to Voices of Vision with your host, Jane Asher. Jane is inspired daily by discovering the deepest passions in others. Each week, she will be digging deep to find what excites, motivates, and empowers individuals to explore new horizons, achieve their greatest dreams, and live up to their full potential. The time is now for Voices of Vision.
Happy Monday. I am so grateful to be here. I get to speak with a friend of mine that I actually met through radio. I was doing a radio show and I was focused on local music. And this young man was a singer-songwriter and I used to play his music all the time. And on top of the fact, he was just super charming and really delightful. But he has now reinvented himself. As a matter of fact, for the last several years, he has taken his art in a different direction. So let's welcome Chad Kavanaugh, and we're going to jump right in and talk to him all about what he's doing today. Hi, Chad.
Hi, Jane. It's really, really nice to talk to you. It's been a while, and it's great to hear your voice again.
Aw, thank you. Well, I'll tell you what. The cool thing is when you're an artist, you can take that twist and bend and turn in a million different directions. And you're a very talented musician. And now you are a comic creator. I mean, you have a series of comic books. And I mean, where did this come from? I mean, one minute you're strumming and playing in bars and singing and songwriting, and then all of a sudden you create Grunt 1B Comics. How did that happen?
Well, thank you for calling me talented. I appreciate that. That was you were always one of my biggest fans, and I always appreciated you for that. And it was a lot of fun doing music. But you know, in the music industry, at one moment, people want to hear you, and then at some point people move on to wanting to hear somebody else. And I came to a point where people just weren't showing up to shows the way they used to, and I had to take an objective look at it. And my wife and I at the time had three very young daughters. They're much older now. But and so I was going out about four nights a week to pursue music, and I was leaving my wife at home after she'd worked all day with these three children. And I realized that I had taken it as far as it was going to go. Mm-hmm. And my marriage was more important to me than continuing on with music. And so I said, you know what? There's zero regrets. I had fun. I accomplished a lot of goals with it. But it's done. And so I hung it up, and that was in November of 2012. And I had, I've always drawn. Ever since I was about 6 years old, 7 years old, I used to watch my older brother draw. He's still one of the best artists I know. And I would copy what he did, and he'd beat me up. And so, eventually I found my own style in art, and I took every class I could. When I got out of the Army, I went to the Art Institute of Atlanta to pursue 3D art. You know, Toy Story had come out a couple years before, and I thought that was just such a cool new medium. And so I started studying that, and it was a lot of fun, but it was crazy because you're working in a computer, and a lot of times the computer does a lot of the work for you, which I didn't acknowledge at first until my dad saw a 1 minute movie trailer I had created for a story I came up with. And he's watching, he's like, oh, that's really cool. He goes, so how does this happen? And I show him, like, well, I take this and I drag this over here and I kind of create this. He goes, okay, well, how does that happen? I said, oh, because I link this to that. And he goes, yes, but why does that happen? And I said, I don't know the programming behind it. And he goes, oh, so the computer does the work for you. Ah. And he didn't say it as, you know, taking a dig at me.
Right.
It was just a very true statement. I was like, you know,
it was an observation.
Right. It was. And I'm like, that's true. It kind of is. And so that's why I do everything by hand now. Everything's hand drawn. And if anybody asks, how did this happen? I can tell them exactly how it happened. And I have a nice little callus on my knuckle from thousands and thousands of hours of drawing and inking.
Right.
So I transitioned into making comic books. I had written a story It was originally called Dead Man Walking, based on my song Dead Man Walking. Mm-hmm. And then it's now called Bedlam in Troubletown. I've changed the name completely. It's still the same story. But when I wrote it, it was pretty much a 33 chapter book that I wrote. And I always thought that it would be a really cool graphic novel. It's very visual.
Right.
But I had never made a comic book in my life. I could always draw, but I'd never gone to that medium of comic books. So I sat down and just started drawing on paper. I didn't know what kind of pencils to use, what kind of paper to use, anything. I just started drawing. And slowly I would see like, oh, there's a thing called a comic book art board. Hmm. There's these 11 by 17 sheets that are real thick and real nice to draw. So you can draw really big and then you scale it down when you scan it in. So I had probably drawn like 10 to 11 pages of Bedlam and Troubletown when I realized, oh, there's a thing called comic book art boards. So I started from the beginning again and I started doing Bedlam and Troubletown. I got about 39 pages in when the idea for my post-apocalypse story called The Map came to me. And so I shelved Bedlam and Troubletown because this story, this post-apocalypse story just came rushing into my head and just, I mean, it was really so much of it was coming in. I'm like, I got to start this. And so I created that entire first issue of the comic book. I released it in April of 2014. I didn't know how it was going to be received. You know, when I released my first CD in music online, I probably sold like 20 of them. Mm-hmm. And so I figured with comic books, well, maybe I'll sell 20 of them, whatever.
Right.
And I had ordered like envelopes for shipping and they came in a box of 100 and I got the comic books on Tuesday and by Friday I had run out of envelopes for shipping.
Wow.
Yes. Wow. I was like, oh my, this is awesome. And so, I had already, oh, go ahead.
No, I said, that's just so cool. It's just such a fascinating story of, you know, I mean, you say this thing came rushing into you. So you wake up one morning with this concept or story. I mean, explain that creative process. What do you mean by it came rushing in?
Well, Bedlam and Troubletown was the one I woke up to. It was, okay. It starts off, it says, it's dark and I'm awake. Because one morning at 3 a.m, I woke up and I thought to myself, it's dark and I'm awake. And I'm like, that's kind of a cool start to like kind of a crime noir style.
Mm-hmm.
But with the map though, there's Cormac McCarthy created a novel called The Road. They made it into a movie. There's a point in the movie where they find a bomb shelter because The Road in itself is like post-global, like atomic war. It's like there's no zombies in it. It's life after like global nuclear war type of thing.
Okay.
And, but at one point in that story, the father and son come across a bomb shelter. And I was like, oh, that's a cool concept. I said, I wonder if there was, it'd be kind of cool if there was a story, if there was a guy who was not your typical survivor type, because most post-apocalypse stories are the former Navy SEAL, or he was law enforcement, or some type of like survivalist, you know?
Right.
And that character is supposed to survive.
Of course.
I was like, what about a guy who shouldn't survive? What if there was like this little nerd who has no, like, you know, he's a guy who just enjoys his hobbies and maybe more of a science or tech geek, and he's non-confrontational, just kind of slight of build and not your typical survivor type. And so I was like, well, what if he for some reason knew about these bomb shelters? And I thought, how would he know about these bomb shelters? So I created the backstory of my character Brian Woodworth, and he was a geologist for the USGS in the Four Corners area of the American Southwest. So up there in like northern New Mexico, near Farmington, Shiprock, that area, that's where the story begins. But the backstory of him is he was a geologist. Doomsday preppers in the area, because there are a lot, would come to him in private because they wanted to make sure that they weren't digging into gas or oil or something that can contaminate their shelter. So he consulted with all these different groups. And in doing so, he compiled a list of where all these people were going to put their shelter. And just for his own fun, like his own kind of nerd hobby, he created a map of where all these shelters would be located. Mm-hmm. And again, he just did it for fun. Well, then global nuclear war breaks out. The world as we know it has ended. And somehow he survives. And so it begins, he's just got this map and he's just trying to get from shelter to shelter.
Wow. Because
on the, yeah, so on the surface, all the people who have survived are just the worst possible people you can imagine. And
of
for
course.
Somebody who is already timid and passive, it just becomes a complete nightmare. Mm. And so so it begins there, and we see our character have to kind of transform into a survivor and really break into a very uncomfortable role. But
wow.
So that story comes to me, and within about a 1 year period, I put out the first 6 issues. And then I decided I was going to start Bedlam and Troubletown all over again. So I started Bedlam and Troubletown from the beginning for a third time. And but it was well worth it. And so
good.
When I released the sixth issue of the map, I also released the first issue of Bedlam and Troubletown. And so now the map, I just finished the 9th issue of the map. I just put out the 4th issue of Bedlam and Troubletown. I have a Viking series called Rad God, and I'll tell you the inspiration behind that story in a minute. But I just put out the 3rd issue of that, and that's going to be 4 issues total. And then I just began a new, it's like a supernatural Western. It's like if Deadpool met the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. And it's called Dead or Alive, kind of a take on the old Wanted posters that would say Wanted Dead
right.
or Alive.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is about cursed gold. So oro, like dead oro, like Spanish gold, dead oro live.
Okay.
And I'm currently working on the second part of that one now.
That's awesome.
So I've got 4 different series that I'm currently working on, and I handle every single aspect of it, from the creation to the writing to the illustration, the inking. I have to get everything prepared for print, and then the printing is the one thing I do not do.
Okay.
And then I get it back from the printer. I handle all distribution, sales, customer service, the dog walker. I make chocolate milk for the girls. I take everybody to school and work. Do the laundry and the dishes. Yes,
you're a busy man. Listen, if you just tuned in, my guest is Chad Kavanaugh. He is an artist. He's the creator of Grunt 1B Comics. So if you're listening and you're like, what is this story? This is fascinating. I have to have this comic. You can go and get those at grunt1bcomics.etsy.com and you'll see everything there. He's a phenomenal artist. And I asked him, you know, to give me his bio and a picture. And of course, he has a hand-drawn caricature of himself. It's not a caricature. It's an actual comic of Chad. And it's just beautiful and amazing. When we come back, we're going to talk about what's next and inspiration and your greatest dream for this goal. And are you making a living as being a comic book writer? We'll be back in just a bit.
Voices of Vision with Jane Asher. We'll be right back on Empower Radio.
Hi there. It's Nancy Newcomer, host of the Back to the Kitchen Minute here on Empower Radio. And if you're ever in the San Francisco Bay Area, you can listen to me on 98.5 KFOX. About 3 years ago, I started using the Go Cleanse system. I lost some weight, started feeling really good. And here it is 3 years later. And guess what? I still have that Go Cleanse shake every single morning. I actually crave it. It's really good. Some awesome flavors. I really like to combine the chocolate and vanilla together. It's kind of my little concoction. Put a little cinnamon in it. But the best thing about it, besides how great it tastes, is that it's full of all the vitamins and nutrients and minerals I need. So I don't have to pop a bunch of extra supplements. It's something that I've incorporated into my daily life. It really makes me feel good. And if you want to check out the Go Cleanse system, I would highly recommend it. Pop over to their website at gocleanse.com. See what the program's all about. They can answer your questions there as well. Gocleanse.com.
Welcome back to Empower Radio's Voices of Vision with your host, Jane Asher.
Happy Monday. I'm really glad you joined me. My guest is artist Chad Kavanaugh. And started off when I met him, he was a singer-songwriter, and he quickly morphed into this phenomenal comic book author. And he does all kinds of cool things. And if you're listening and you're fascinated by this or you want to know more information, just hit him up at grunt1bcomics.etsy.com. All of his comics are there. You can find him on Facebook. You can find him on Instagram. Just search for Grunt1B Comics. Hi, Chad. Welcome back.
Hi. Yay.
Yay. Okay. So, unbelievable, fascinating story about how you started drawing when you were 6 years old. And little did you know that as a grown married man with three daughters and a dog, that you would end up doing comic books. So tell me about like your creative process. Do you get up every morning and go to your office in your home and sit down and draw? Do you draw every day?
It's every day, and it could be anywhere between midnight and midnight. I being that I'm the editor and the publisher, you know, there's no other person putting deadlines on myself, but I want to respect it as the small business that I'm, you know, creating. So I do put deadlines on myself. So anytime I have a moment, I get to the board and I get as much done as possible.
Okay.
In between all my duties as being the household manager here.
Okay. I want to interject. I want you to remove one word from that last sentence, and that is small.
Okay. Why is that?
Because your business is growing. And so, you know, your language is very, very, you know, it's very, very important. I run my own business as well. And I used to use that word. And the minute I removed it, my business exploded. So, you know, the universe has a big ear. That's what I always think, you know, it's always listening. So anyway, you run your business. You do everything from your home. So what's next for you? I mean, as if I'm out there and I'm listening and I'm an artist and I've always thought, gee, I have this great concept and I'd love to do this, but can I make a living at it? What would be the big dream for this?
My next step, getting stories finished as comic books and then getting them packaged up. And written as screenplays and then sell them as movies. I think as an independent artist, in this day and age, people who have creator-owned intellectual property are in a very good position. Mm-hmm. Disney owns Marvel. Warner Brothers owns DC Comics. Those are the two giants in comics, yet there's 400 other networks that are starving for content. So
right.
people like myself who have their own creator-owned properties are in a good position. You know, Hulu, Netflix, all these new streaming platforms are putting out a lot of their own original series. And
right.
I know that'll be a great place for me to try to take advantage of once I finish these as comic books. So that's the next goal for Grunt1B is move from comics to movies and continue to make comics.
Okay. I love it. That's a really awesome goal. So tell me, Grunt1B, where did the name Grunt1B Comics come from?
It's a good question. And I had to kind of morph a couple things. So when I was in the United States Army, I was in the infantry. The infantry has an MOS or military occupational specialty designator of 11B or 11 Bravo.
Okay.
Under 11 Bravo, you have different variations of it depending on what kind of thing you did in the infantry. I was just regular infantry, so we were called grunts. So when I first went to start it, I was going to say Grunt 11B. I did a quick Google search, and there was so many different things called Grunt 11B. Insert whatever type of business they were having, you know.
Okay.
And so I wanted to separate myself, so. I thought, you know, the word grunt sounds like one, and it's also indicative of being the infantry. So I just settled on grunt. I didn't settle. I decided on Grunt1B.
Okay.
And it's the only one. And so I created Grunt1B Comics, and that was 4 years ago. And I've ran with it. And it's been a lot of fun. It always brings me back to my time in the infantry. And the relationships I formed there. You know, when I was in the Army, I was a sentinel at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Arlington National Cemetery, which is one of the...
That's incredible. You're the guy that just march and you don't have any facial expression or, I mean, it's nuts.
Correct. You remain stoic. It was fascinating. And there are very, very few of us.
Yeah.
So we're a very small group. A man who was my roommate during that time was just a large Viking of a man. He was about 6'7", 6'6", about 260 pounds, just just a giant Viking of a man. And he passed away in September 1st of 2015. And it was sudden. And what happened was a lot of my other Army brothers wanted me to design something that they could all get as a tattoo to commemorate him and his life. Wow. And I created this Viking character. And in doing so, I thought, you know what? This character needs to be its own comic. And that's how the series Rad God was born. And so I decided to create a four-part series just to honor the life of my my brother.
Oh, that's so cool. What's his name?
Jeff Nilsson.
All right. So Rad God is, wow, what an honor and what a nod to your brother that you created this. I just, that touches me. That is so powerful. Good for you.
I love to be able to do it. That's one of the things I've really enjoyed about being the editor and the creator and having the say to do whatever I want is I've been able to do things within my stories that I couldn't otherwise if I worked for a larger editor publisher. I have another Tomb Guard brother who's he's a helicopter pilot. He's also battled and defeated cancer 5 different times.
Wow.
And when he was going through the last time, I was talking with him, and one of the things he said is, he goes, I said, I wish there was something I could do for you. He goes, you can make me a comic book hero. And so now he was first seen in the 8th issue of The Map, and now he's in the 9th issue of The Map as helicopter pilot.
What's his name in the comic?
Tish, Dust Off 15. That was his call sign as a helicopter pilot.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Another great story was
awesome.
When I was at Phoenix Comic Con last year, I met an incredible father and son. Joe is the father, just a large man, almost as tall as me, big guy. And then his son, who was, I want to say he was around 19. Yeah, he just turned 20. He'll be 21 this year. But his son's name is Thor. And Thor has Down syndrome. And he comes up to me, and he just was such a vibrant, awesome person. And he wanted me to draw him on the cover of a comic book as Thor, but with his face. And I was like, yeah, I want it. That'd be awesome. And so I did it for him. And I sent his dad a text. I said, hey, I'm done. Come on over and look at it. And Thor's face lit up. He goes, that's me. He goes, that's my goatee and everything. And that was my favorite moment of this entire show. The Phoenix Comic Con was a huge event. It's the second or third largest in the country. It was my most successful to date at that time. But the highlight for me, and still today, is meeting Thor and his father. And I became friends with them after. And his father and I speak probably once a month. But anyway, I'm talking to him one day, and he goes, yeah, Thor really wants to be a comic book character. And so I worked him into the Rad God story. And so I spoke with his father about how to introduce him, and now he's a character called Half Thor. In the Rad God series, and it just,
that's incredible.
It's awesome for me to be able to do that. It's a good feeling.
I'm inspired. This is so cool. Chad Kavanaugh is my guest today on Voices of Vision, and talk about vision and talk about taking your daily life and the people that have been in your life and creating these characters around them, and you being the successful artist. And quite frankly, I think the lid is off. I mean, I see this, it's going to grow and grow and grow. And I wish you nothing but the grandest success. I mean, beyond your wildest dreams, because you deserve it. And you've worked really, really hard at being a great dad too. I mean, you're always with your kids, and you know, here you are, you're able to be present in their life. You know, you don't have a suit and tie, and you're not off to the office for 15 hours a day. You're engaged with your family, and you're serving your creative side. It's wonderful. Just so cool to see.
I'm very fortunate to be able to do it.
Yeah, you really are. Good for you. Well, in closing, is there something that you want to touch just quickly? We only have like a minute or two left. Grunt.
Yes.
One I would comics. Like to, okay, go ahead.
Free Comic Book Day is the first Saturday of May every year. I will be at Southern California Comics at 8280 Claremont Mesa Boulevard, Suite 124. It's like a mini Comic-Con. It's a fantastic event. It's for all ages, free to attend. I would love to see everyone in San Diego come out there. And Southern California Comics in general has been an awesome comic shop to me. They've allowed me to come into their space anytime I want to have events and promote what I do. If people want to follow me, they can follow me at Grunt1B Comics on any of the social media platforms, as well as find all my books at grunt1bcomics.etsy.com.
Awesome. Good. Great way to put an exclamation on a wonderful show. I am so happy that you took time to join me. Chad Kavanaugh has been my guest today. Check him out at Grunt1B Comics. If you're a fan of what you've been listening to, go buy a whole bunch of comics and give them away.
I mean,
what a cool thing to do. And what a great thing to inspire your children too, and say, hey, this young man just started doing this because he had a passion and a love and the story came to him. So somebody that's an aspiring artist out there, don't ever think you can't make a living doing what you love, because you can. So thank you again for joining me on Voices of Vision. If you're listening and you're out there and you're thinking, gee, I'd like to be on Jane's show, contact me, because I'm looking for anyone with inspiration. If you're empowered to do something different, if you're doing something small or big or in between, I want to hear about it so I can help put the word out there on Empower Radio. I'll catch you next Monday on Voices of Vision.
Inspired? Motivated? We hope so. Join Jane next week as she connects with another motivated soul, driven to live their life's purpose, on Voices of Vision, here on Empower Radio.